Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Woman buys chimney for husband's birthday. Jude Winter, BBC News, Thursday, January 30th.
A woman who bought a 42-meter-tall chimney stack for her husband's birthday said she was surprised she did not end up in a bidding battle. The Grade II listed building in Milford near Belperin, Derbyshire, has sold for £3,000 at auction on Wednesday.
Its new owners, Lee and Laura Gregory from Chelliston in Derby, said, "Even if we don't get any conversion out of it, we are still really excited to own it," Mrs. Gregory said.
Mrs. Gregory, 35, said she bought the chimney as a birthday surprise for her husband, who only found out about it after the successful purchase. She said Mr. Gregory always wanted to convert either a water tower or a chimney into a place to live.
Subject to planning permission, we want to turn it into a quirky studio and make sure it is enjoyed for years to come and stay a part of history, Mrs. Gregory added.
She said she was gobsmacked that she bought the chimney for less than its £5,000 guide price. The chimney for sale has a diameter of 4 meters and was built in 1901 to replace an earlier structure. Andrew Parker, auctioneer and partner at SDL Property Auctions, said, "This has to be one of the most extraordinary properties we have ever auctioned. I'm delighted to see it transferred to new ownership, and I'm intrigued to see what they will do with it."
And now, here is Sight Unseen, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Ivy Walker. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025.
We've been walking for ages.
Just hold on to my hand.
I can't see anything. I keep tripping over stuff.
Keep the blindfold on till I say, or it'll ruin the surprise. We're almost there. I promise.
All right. This better be good.
I don't want to set expectations too high or anything, but I honestly think this might be the best birthday present anyone has ever given anyone, ever.
Yeah?
100%.
What makes you so sure?
Because I know you, and I pay attention. I pick up on things.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I mean, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, come on.
Okay, take it off. Ta-da!
I don't... What am I looking at? Is this where the shoe factory used to be?
It's your birthday present.
What is...
This. Here.
The old chimney.
The last remaining Victorian brick chimney in the whole state.
Wow.
Right? Happy birthday.
I don't get it.
I bought it for you. Yay! Happy birthday.
Why did you buy me a chimney?
A Victorian brick chimney?
Why did you buy me a Victorian brick chimney?
The last remaining Victorian brick chimney in the whole state?
Yes, why did you buy me the last Victorian brick chimney in the state?
Because you've always wanted one.
What? No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I promise you I haven't.
I swear you told me you did.
I think I'd know if I'd always wanted a chimney.
Remember you told me about it like a month ago? We were in bed one morning and you woke up and you said it was your dream to renovate and live in an industrial chimney?
God, no. I woke up and I told you I had a dream that I had renovated and lived in an industrial chimney.
Oh.
Yeah, how I told you I lived in it with Drew Barrymore and we sold handmade candles.
Yeah, and I thought you just had very unrealistic dreams, but I supported them regardless. Oh my God, you hate it.
No, I mean, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It's a great chimney, I guess.
You do hate it.
I don't, I promise. It's an amazing birthday present, really. Thank you.
It wasn't even that expensive.
How much was it?
$6,000.
$6,000. Cool. That's a perfectly reasonable amount of money to spend on something like this.
I know. I was expecting it to be way more.
And the sale is done, is it? I've finalized, gone through. We can't take a beat here.
Someone's meant to be meeting us to hand over the keys and have us sign a few things, but I already gave the check to the broker. I guess we can see if we can hold off if you really don't think you can see yourself as a chimney owner.
Oh, I'm not on board with the chimney. I just think we should talk about it, ask ourselves questions like, are we in the right place in our lives for a chimney? Could we put $6,000 to better use?
Hello there. Are you the Gregsons?
Yes, yes, that's us.
Lovely to meet you. Lovely indeed. So glad that our beloved haunted chimney is falling into such innocent, willing hands. We just have a couple of bits of paperwork to take care of, and you'll be able to take ownership. You must be so excited. Chimney ownership is a true milestone in a young couple's lives.
Well, that's the thing. I think we may have to call it off.
Did you say haunted?
Oh dear, you mean cancel the sale altogether? That is disappointing. All parties concerned are going to be very upset. Very upset indeed.
Like, actually haunted?
I might have been a bit impulsive in my decision making. I'm sorry to have dragged you out all this way.
Your payment already cleared, I'm afraid, and it's company policy not to give money back once we've got our hands on it.
I see, so we'd lose the money if we canceled?
As in haunted by ghosts?
That's usually how hauntings work, yes.
I'm sure it's not actually haunted.
Oh, it absolutely is. Smokey Richard, we call him. He was a steeplejack.
What's that?
It was a climbing boy, an orphan sent to work as a chimney sweep at the height of the Industrial Revolution. Back then, they forced children to climb inside chimneys like this one to scrub out the soot left by smoke from the furnace.
That's why they called him Smokey Richard?
No, he had a terrible six-pack-a-day smoking habit. Things were different back then, you see. They didn't know. Due to his prodigious cigarette consumption, Richard was one of the smallest boys at the factory, so he got sent to the narrowest shafts. But one winter, something terrible happened.
He died!
He's a ghost, so yes, that'd be a fair assumption. One especially cold night, Richard was told to climb this very chimney to clear a blockage. He got stuck right at the very top. He spent hours calling out for help, but no one heard his cries over the roar of the factory machinery.
Oh my God, that's awful. Is he buried on the factory grounds?
But that's the thing. His body was never found. For years, workers swore they heard coughing and moaning from the chimney, even when it wasn't in use. Sometimes the soot would fall in strange patterns, spelling out words no one had written, asking for a light to cigarettes that weren't there. The factory shut down years ago, of course, but they say on cold nights, just like tonight, you could still hear Smokey Richard hacking and spluttering away inside the stacks. Shall we sign some papers?
Sounds good.
Now, hold on a minute. What happened to canceling the sale?
Well, that was before we found out it was a chimney with provenance. And besides, the money already went through, so...
I'll just need your initials here to signify that you've been made aware of the property's current state.
Okay, then...
I don't want a haunted chimney.
And here to say that you have, in fact, been warned.
Okie dokie.
Are you listening? I said I don't want a haunted chimney.
Trapped forever. Just listen to those acoustics.
And just sign one final time here to signify that you've come into this bargain willingly and have no one to blame but yourselves, indemnifying our company from any liability that should arise from behaviors or incidents, supernatural or otherwise, including but not limited to possession, dismemberment, blood fugues, and emphysema.
Sounds reasonable.
Stop! You're not listening to me. I said I don't want a haunted goddamn chimney. We're leaving now!
I'm sorry about this. Thank you for seeing us. Hey, wait up! What about the $6,000? Hey!
Oh dear. Another failed listing. I don't understand why this keeps happening to us.
First time buyers!
Yes, I suppose you're right. Consumer confidence is at an all-time low. Oh well, we'll try again soon enough.
This has been Sight Unseen, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Ivy Walker. Featuring Lauren Hart, Ed Malin, and Duncan Flaster. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.